We got to build a wall on the southern United States border because we've got to keep immigrants in.
Mr. Church, we have too many immigrants coming in. There's too many immigrants coming in here. There's too many people that don't look like us coming in here. And we need to get rid of them. Well, we need to stop the flow of people coming in from the southern border. And to do so, we're going to allegedly build a wall, right? Now, what's the ultimate point of this? The ultimate point about this is that this saves Americans' jobs. It saves people's jobs. It stops Mexican DUI drivers from running people over in the middle of the night and killing them. It stops force-fed healthcare and education in the states for illegal aliens and on and on and on. In other words, the people that the wall and the anti-immigrant fever target are poor. They're poor, financially speaking, and in many instances, they're poor, spiritually speaking. You don't maraud around the countryside drunk, put yourself behind the wheel of a car where you're not even a citizen of, and then do some of the things that have happened. I don't need to review all this. But if you're going to say immigrant, shouldn't it apply to all immigrants? Or again, is it just to certain individuals? By the by, those that are immigrants that come from the southern, south of the United States are far more likely, if they do immigrate and assimilate, to be Christians, far more likely than anyone from any of the refugee countries in the Mideast or even in Asia. So why am I reading about this? There's no way that that any entity connected to the administration of President Donald J. Trump would attempt to draw Chinese immigrants into the U.S. for their own personal financial benefit, is there?